Hi guys, welcome to today's episode. My name is Heather, for anyone that's new. I was thinking for this episode today that we were going to cover a little bit of astrocartography, just a little bit of a background, just because I just started learning about it, and I think it's super interesting, and I know that it's been going around a lot on TikTok. I've actually, like, recently saw this one person's, like, page. They end up having people send in, like, their birth date and everything, and they start going through, like, their chart, and they explain it. And hopefully one day I'll be able to read people's charts. I have a couple of, like, my close friends and family's chart, and so, like, I'll go through it on my own and just kind of see. It's very interesting just seeing, like, what lines and the effects that they can have. And so in this episode, I wanted to kind of go into the little background and kind of give you some information on what each planet influences and what the main, I think it's the main four lines are. There's four lines. You have your MC line, you have your IC line, you have your DC line, and you have your AC line. So we're going to go with the first line that I have written down because I have, like, a little notebook that I wrote stuff down in. And the first line that I have written down is your MC line. And your MC line is supposed to be, like, the public face that you put out to people, like your career, your influence, and status. The MC line is going to be kind of like your mid-haven line, if you've heard of that term. And then you have your IC line, which is going to be like your roots, your origin. It's going to be like home and family. And then your DC line is going to be kind of like partnership, one-on-one relationships. And that's also going to be like your descending line. And then your AC line is going to be like the mask that you wear, like self-expression, how people view you. And that's going to be based on your rising sign. And now I kind of want to go into, like, the planets and their influence. So we're going to start with Mercury, which is going to be based on, like, communication, how you process. And it's going to be, like, your ideas, self-expression, and your intellectual pursuits. And then your Venus line is going to be all about relationships, partnerships, and beauty. What you value, what you find beautiful. And then we have the Mars line. That's going to be all about physical energy, so, like, working out, your drive, your passion, and it's also going to kind of affect, like, your bravery and boldness. And then Jupiter is going to be all about, like, luck, faith, philosophies, adventure. It's going to be about expanding in life, abundance. Jupiter is supposed to be one of the top ones, like, the top line that you want to live on. And then you have Saturn. That's going to be all about, like, discipline and structure. It's going to be, if you live close to that line, it's more so going to be, like, teaching you lessons and, like, responsibilities. And then you have your Uranus line, which is going to be kind of, like, a very unexpected shifts and change. That one is just going to, like, flip everything, kind of cause a shock. It's about, like, change and rebellion. And then you have your Neptune, which is going to be about your ideals, dreams, and, like, your intuition. And living on your Neptune can also kind of cause a little bit of delusion. That's what I've read. And then you have your Pluto, which is supposed to be, like, transformation, endings, just working through deep-rooted psychological issues. And then you have your North Node, which is going to be growth and evolution. And then you have your South Node, which is going to be, like, karma, past experiences. And then there's also, you know, the sun, which is going to be your ego, your creativity, where you feel the most, like, in sync. It's going to cause, like, personal growth. And then you have the moon, which is all about emotions, your senses, intuition, your inner self, just sensibility. I don't know, sorry for saying so much. I don't know. I've just noticed that I've been saying that throughout the whole podcast, so I do apologize. So I want to kind of go into how to read the charts based off of mine, so I can just give you a couple examples. I use this app called Astrology Master. It's a free app. They do have, like, ads in between, but you go in, it has, like, your natal, your transit, your synastry, your progress, and your composite charts, and I just click natal, and then it'll have you add a person, since I'm already added. See, like, it just pulled up an ad. Give me one second. So I'll go to my, so whenever you press, like, the person, or, because you'll see if you download the app, it'll have chart, table, interpretations, and cartography, and just press the cartography one, and it's going to show all of the lines everywhere, but because I live in the United States, I kind of zoom in on the United States and kind of focus on that area. Also, there's a little settings button on the side to where it'll have, like, planets and points, asteroids, you know, stuff like that. And if you want to focus, just see where your sun line is, you can literally just turn off every other line, and then it'll just pull up, like, you'll have to keep the sun line, like, highlighted. If you download the app, you'll see what I'm saying. But so I want to give you like how I interpret it based on my chart. So I live near my sun line, which is my sun line is going to be my DC sun line. So it's going to be, let me get my paper. Sorry. So my DC line is going to be kind of like one-on-one relationships, partnerships, and so it's going to be the sun. So I think it's going to be showing me like personal growth with my one-on-one relationships, how I expand with others. That's how I interpret that. Let me see, because I want to eventually move out of the United States. I have a line going through almost London. That's going to be my IC Mercury line. So your IC is going to be like your family roots, your home life. And then I have it as Mercury. And so I think it's supposed to be like your self-expression, and kind of like you feel more secure. I feel like you feel like at home in this area. And so maybe eventually I'll move somewhere over there. I don't know. We'll see. And so then, like with me living in the United States, there's only a few, like I wanted to try and live by my Jupiter line. But it looks like my Jupiter line kind of goes through like India, and then I have one, my Jupiter IC is going through like Iceland, which I would love to check out. Fuck, I don't know. I'm so sorry for saying so much. Damn. So you also have like your Lilith line, and you also have a Chiron line, which so your Lilith line is gonna go into like your shadow self, your more feminine energy. And your Chiron line is supposed to be like a magical healer. It's supposed to give a little bit of life purpose insight by indicating how we're supposed to help others. That's just what I read off of Google just now. I haven't really done too much research into your Chiron line or the Lilith line yet. I have heard mixed things about the Chiron line though. So I don't know, but then whenever I just Googled it, some people were saying that it wasn't too bad of a line to live on. So with these lines, you also want to live. So whenever I did like a basic search, it said within 600 miles, but then there are some lines, like one article went into like dividing it to where certain lines you need to be within 300 miles to feel like any type of influence. And so that's why in the previous episode I mentioned how I lived like at least 250 miles within the like Mercury or my sun line. But I also wanted to kind of talk about a little bit of my experience living on like close to my Mercury line. Like Mercury is all about like communication. Let me look on my chart actually and see which specific line it was. Like if it was my IC or what. Let me see, because I'm telling you, like whenever I lived on my Mercury one, I don't know. Looking back at just how I was when I lived in Utah, I don't know. I'm just so confused because I don't really talk that much. Like if anybody knows me, like if we're super close and like family and stuff like that, then I tend to talk more, but I'm usually more of a quiet person. So it's my descending line. And so that's gonna be one-on-one relationships, just like partnerships, stuff like that. And it was my Mercury, so communication, ideas, and I definitely felt the influence of that living over there. 'Cause I like talked so much. I don't know, I know I keep stressing that, but I really did. And I think, like I mentioned before, that's why I started the podcast, because I was just like, I need to get this energy out. And it's so funny because whenever I first moved over there, you know, it took me a minute to try and make friends. And then once I did, I ended up actually downloading Bumble BFF because I moved to an area that I didn't have friends or family. And so I ended up downloading it. And after that, like, I just felt more outgoing. To where it's like I was open to making friends and like meeting new people, whereas before I'm a very closed person. At least living down in Mississippi, I feel like I am, and I think living by my Mercury line definitely like influenced me to where I was more out there. Like I don't know, it's the only explanation that I can come up with as to why I was the way I was, and just like I could. I was, I don't know, when I think about it, I end up like confusing myself because that's just not how I am down here. Unless I'm with family. I do talk a lot around family. Oh, but that could be, you know, my sun line because it's one-on-one relationships. If anybody lives near any of their astrocartography lines and you've noticed like an influence, definitely let me know in the little Q&A box. I don't know, I just find it super interesting. So I hope this episode helped you guys kind of understand your chart better and kind of help you read it too. So yeah, I just want to say thank you for joining me in this week's episode. So thank you guys.